I think it's time to reevaluate. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 256. This is the daily podcast where we are reading through the entire Bible in a year. I'm Steve Webb. How are you today? Our reading today is the little book of Philemon. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, and thank you for the Holy Spirit who helps us understand. Please be with us as we read today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Philemon chapter 1. From Paul, who is a prisoner for the cause of Christ Jesus, and our brother Timothy. To Philemon, our dearly loved co-worker, Apphia, our sister, Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church that meets in your house. May the grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Philemon, I thank my God every time I mention you in my prayers, because I've heard of your love and faithfulness which you have both for the Lord Jesus and for all God's people. I pray that your partnership in the faith might become effective by an understanding of all that is good among us in Christ. I have great joy and encouragement because of your love, since the hearts of God's people are refreshed by your actions, my brother. Therefore, though I have enough confidence in Christ to command you to do the right thing, I would rather appeal to you through love. I, Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner for Christ Jesus, appeal to you for my child Onesimus. I became his father in the faith during my time in prison. He was useless to you before, but now he is useful to both of us. I am sending him back to you, which is like sending you my own heart. I considered keeping him with me so that he might serve me in your place during my time in prison because of the gospel. However, I didn't want to do anything without your consent so that your act of kindness would occur willingly and not under pressure. Maybe this is the reason that Onesimus was separated from you for a while, so that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, that is, as a dearly loved brother. He is especially a dearly loved brother to me. How much more can he become a brother to you, personally and spiritually, in the Lord? So, if you really consider me a partner, welcome Onesimus as if you were welcoming me. If he has harmed you in any way, or owes you money, charge it to my account. I, Paul, will pay it back to you. I'm writing this with my own hand. Of course, I won't mention that you owe me your life. Yes, brother, I want this favor from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. I'm writing to you confident of your obedience and knowing that you will do more than what I ask. Also, one more thing. Prepare a guest room for me. I hope that I will be released from prison to be with you because of your prayers. Epaphras, who is in prison with me for the cause of Christ Jesus, greets you, as well as my co-workers Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Beloved, Paul's tender love for both Philemon and Onesimus is evident in this short letter, isn't it? If the message of the gospel could be boiled down, it's all about forgiveness. And Paul, who at one time persecuted Christians, even to the point of holding the cloaks of those who stoned Stephen to death, could speak firsthand about being forgiven. Jesus appeared to Paul in a vision as he was headed to Damascus on another mission to persecute Christians and asked him, "Saul, why do you persecute me?" I won't recount the whole story here, but Paul, whose original name was Saul, was convinced that Jesus is the Messiah and lived the rest of his life serving the God who forgave him. Asking Philemon to forgive Onesimus as Jesus forgave him was at once a big ask and completely in character with who Saul became once Jesus got hold of his heart and changed his name to Paul. If we, who have been forgiven of so much, cannot find it in our hearts to forgive those who do wrong to us, I think it's time to reevaluate. Jesus said, "They will know you are my disciples by your love." Is that how the world knows us? What do you think? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Our reading tomorrow is Numbers 21 through 24. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.